朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。经常听到有人感叹现在的钱越来越不值钱了，什么都在涨价，就是工资不涨，好不容易涨了一点点工资，却发现远远赶不上物价飞涨的速度。那么今天呢，我们就来学习一下如何用英语来抱怨上涨的物价吧。那么首先来看第一句话， Number one, price is soaring. If it goes on like this,We should not be able to keep the pot boiling. 物价直线上升，这样子下去，我们都快要揭不开锅了。Price is soaring. If it goes on like this, we should not be able to keep the pot boiling. Number two, prices are running wild all over the country. 全国的物价都在暴涨。Prices are running wild all over the country. Number three.The recent rise in prices tells heavily on low-salaried employees. 最近的物价上涨对低收入雇员影响最大。The recent rise in prices tells heavily on low-salaried employees. Number four, general household goods and food prices have definitely gone up. I'm spending a lot more across the board.
日常用品和食物价格肯定上涨了，总体来说我的支出多了很多。那么这句话当中呢， general household goods 就是日常用品， household goods 日常用品，那么总体来说 across the board.
Number five, prices are biting. We will have no alternative but to cut consumption the way the prices are going up.
物价高的都要吃人了，我们除了减少开支没别的办法。
Prices are biting. We will have no alternative but to cut consumption the way the prices are going up. Number six, we have been barely surviving because the profit has been totally wiped out by the high cost of the materials.
我们现在只是勉强在维持生计，原料成本都涨了，生意没什么利润可言。
We have been barely surviving because the profit has been totally wiped out by the high cost of materials. Number seven, prices have gone through the roof.
物价飞涨。
Prices have gone through the roof. Number eight, the rise in prices not filled the rise in wages.
上涨的物价是增加了工资，化为乌有。
The rise in prices not filled the rise in wages.
好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。